T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is definitely spending time with my family, getting time off work. It's a nice time to just relax and take in nice holiday memories with the people that you love.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
98.7 and 13.30 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. 6:47. Three big things.
Three.
Congress avoids government shutdown at least until January 19th.
Two.
Veteran sportscaster Dick Enberg dead at 82.
One.
Millions of Americans traveling over the Christmas weekend. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning out there in traffic, well, we've got something to kind of avoid. We've got police investigating what's being called a disturbance 500 block of West Central. Oh, the downtown area there. 500 block of West Central, the report of a disturbance. Watch for slowdown in that area. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Becoming partly cloudy later today with a high of 36 degrees. Thursday's high was 58. Partly cloudy and cold tonight. The overnight low, 20. Saturday, sunny and cool. Tomorrow's high, 39. Now cloudy, 26 degrees. We have a north wind gusting to 21 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by the Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Stocks closed in the green Thursday.
Stocks on Wall Street gained across the board. The Dow came within 26 points of its all-time record high. Did finish to the upside on optimism on the tax overhaul and some good economic data. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 55 points at 24,782. The NASDAQ Composite up 4 at 69.65. The S&P 500 up 5 at 26.84. We saw movers on the Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, we saw financials such as Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan helping to lead the way. Nike and Chevron also did well. Apple finished higher by 0.3% at 175.01 after saying they do slow down the old iPhones in order to prevent shutdowns. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Penelides, Fox News.
The latest price tag for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics has been trimmed slightly, but is still nearly twice the initial estimate, even after a major cost-cutting effort. Organizers say the event will cost a total of 1.35 trillion yen. How many dollars is that, Ted? $11.9 billion to put on the Olympics.
Wow.
And then you got all those that stuff there that you can't use anymore.
Expensive proposition.
The government says about 8.8 million people have signed up for coverage next year under the Affordable Care Act. A deadline surge last week appears to account for the surprisingly strong numbers. A New York judge has rejected a lawsuit by restaurant workers, a hotel event booker, and a watchdog group who say President Trump has business conflicts that violate the Constitution. The lawsuit was rejected Thursday by federal judge George Daniels, who says the plaintiffs lacked standing to sue. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted, and the time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. He's talking about bad portfolios. Good morning, Don.
Bad Santa. Bad portfolios.
Santa.
Actually, not quite. Well, you know, Steve, we live in an age whereby almost every working American has been forced to become an investor. Forced. The age of retiring with a pension and a gold watch is gone. With this new reality comes some very poorly constructed portfolios. Unfortunately, I call the first example of a bad portfolio the one-off. It's a single fund or stock holding that makes up the entire portfolio. Now, with a concentrated single position, the result may be good for a bit, particularly if that stock or fund bolts out of the gate. But over time, it may disappoint because it's not diversified. The acquired portfolio is an allocation of investments inherited from a family member. It may have holdings that were right for Uncle Mert, but not for the person who inherited. Selling positions may be painful for the holder because of the memory of a benefactor, but sometimes that's necessary. The post-bubble portfolio is full of holdings that were annihilated after a bubble popped. Think about the tech holdings after the tech bubble of 2001. The holder refuses to sell because they're going to come back someday. Well, in this situation, look at total value of holdings, then build a portfolio that fits the holder best. The hoarder portfolio is a disorganized mashup of hot dots, funds, and flavor of the week stocks. There's no central theme, no strategy other than not selling anything and continuing to acquire. The danger is that there may be overlap resulting from an over-concentration in a single holding and just holding the wrong product that may take away from the goals of the investor. The set-it-and-forget-it portfolio is invested in the same holdings that you purchased when you first opened your IRA back in 1991. You continue to feed that beast without tracking, rebalancing, or monitoring that the investments are still right in the allocation for you. Take the time to review your investments and work to build the opportunities that are best for you, your time horizon, and, of course, your risk tolerance. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
And you pointed out something, I think, when you first began this morning, very, very important. That is the fact that, yeah, every American has been forced to be an investor. If they're thinking long-term about the future and, you know, retirement and so forth, we've got to be a little more savvy about, you know, what's going to go in a portfolio, stocks, all that stuff you said. It was a very good point that we are all investors now.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, with the tax code, for example, we've all been forced to become like CPAs with our taxes. Now, you can go hire a CPA as you can go hire somebody to help you with your portfolio, or you can sit down and do your taxes yourself. But if you're going to do them yourself, you need to educate yourself so that you're not missing out on opportunities or tax liabilities that you may not have.
Right. Did you think that, for instance, Ted Woodward came onto the radio scene without doing some sort of, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 year study of how broadcasting worked?
Nope.
Of course not. And neither did you. You know, you guys, it took years and years, years.
I'll tell you the truth. The truth is I pretty much learned on the job. I had a little training, but I pretty much learned on the job. How about you, Ted?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And when we got in here, but the thing is, we're natural talent, so it didn't take much. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. That's it. And you guys are brilliant in both the way you execute your radio duty.
There you go. I'm having a little credibility problem with you.
You got the duty part right.
That's right. Today is National Date Nut Bread Day.
Blech.
Believed to have originated around Iraq, dates have been a staple food of the Middle East and the Indus Valley for thousands of years. They've been cultivated since ancient times, from Mesopotamia to prehistoric Egypt, possibly as early as 4000 BC.
Well, you
date
know, one thing
nut
about
bread.
Being, you know, one thing about being the radio gods that you two are is you have the ability to change, you know, things and revise them. And may I make a suggestion that we change it to National Chocolate Sundae Day or something? You know, I'm not a professional like you guys are, but, you know, can we do that, Steve?
If you can come up with something better, I'd be more than happy to entertain it.
National Pumpkin Pie Day.
However,
Apple Pie.
We've been working with you several years, and I have found you to be completely devoid of anything meaningful. In that regard.
Point, as are these trivial days that you point out every
no,
day.
You give us a lot of good advice, buddy, and thanks to you, I'm a bazillionaire right now.
All right.
Don, have a good Christmas. See you on Tuesday, okay?
We'll see you then. Thanks, buddy.
Don Grant, CFP, the funny tracker this morning.
See, that pairs nicely, Steve. Yesterday was your National Re-Gifting Day.
I know, it's a pretty week.
If somebody gave me some date nut bread today,
oh, man.
That would be a huge top-of-the-list candidate. For regifting for me.
Dates, figs, get them out of here. All right, 6:55, Steve and Ted.
I mean, they're tasty and they're fine and all, but come on. Mm.
Come on up at 7 o'clock, the complete look at today's news with Steve and Ted. No shutdown. Federal government's still running, at least for 3 weeks.
Oh, I can sleep tonight.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.